Tambo sat quietly, still out of favour with his father, the colonel, since the battle axe incident. He listened as Russa related the latest news she had gathered in her wandering.
Last autumn, a great storm in the West Country sent the waves tearing up the cliffs, and a good part of them collapsed into the sea.
The colonel reached for cheese and bread with a grunt.
Used to patrol down that way, you know. Lots of toads, nasty, slimy types, murderous blighters. Hope the cliffs fell on them, what? Anything happening at Salamandastron of late?
Tammo leaned forward eagerly at the name Salamandastron. Mountain of the Badger Lords, the mysterious place that was the headquarters of the Long Patrol. Unfortunately, Russa dismissed the subject.
Ha! The Badger Mountain. Haven't been there in many a long season. Place is still standing, I suppose.
The colonel's monocle dropped from his eye in righteous indignation.
You suppose, ma'am? I should jolly well hope so. Why, if Salamandastron weren't there, the entire land would be overrun with sea rats, corsairs, vermin, rapscallions, and whatever.
Russell leaned forward as if remembering something.
Spoke to an owl last winter. He said a whole fleet of rapscallions had taken a right good thrashing on the shores near Salamandastron. What's his name? The old warlord, or First Blade, or whatever they call him. Tun. Gormad Tun. He was wounded near to death. Anyhow, seems they vanished into thin air to lick their wounds since then. I've seen no signs of rapscallions, but if I were you, I'd sleep with one eye open. You can never tell where they'll turn up next. Cruelest pack of slayers ever to draw breath, that lot.
I don't think we need to worry too much about rapscallions.
Mem interrupted her friend.
They only plunder the coasts in their ships. Strange how they never sail the open seas like sea rats and corsairs. Who's the Badger Lord at Salamandastron now? Have you heard?
Russa poured herself a beaker of tea.
Big female, they say. Madder than midwinter. Stronger than a four-topped oak. Temper like lightning, full of blood wrath. She's called Crega Rose Eyes. Wields a pike the four otters couldn't lift.
Osmunda nodded in admiration.
Her, she'n gotten a pretty name, all right.
Russa laughed mirthlessly.
There's not pretty about it. That one's called Rose Eyes because her eyes are blood red with battle light. I'd hate to be the vermin that tried standing in her path.
All eyes turned on Tammo as the question slipped from his mouth.
What's a rapscallion?
The colonel glared at his son.
Barbarian type vermin. Too idle to work, too stupid to build a decent home. Like your mother says, they only raid the coastlines. Nothing for you to worry your head over. Mind your manners at table, young'un. Speak when you're spoken to, and not before, sir.